Here is Bill Shade with today's moment from God's Word.
One of the characteristics of Christian doctrine, and one of the evidences of its validity, is its cohesiveness. That is, it all hangs together, and it's interrelated to all its parts. So if I allow an allegorical interpretation of Scripture, or reassign a meaning to certain words that they don't have, I'm not merely tinkering with a small portion of Scripture or some isolated idea. Like dominoes, the Scripture stands or falls together. Now let me talk about a classic example, the story of creation in Adam. It's not unusual to find preachers and theologians who tell us the entire creation narrative is allegorical, and that whether one believes in the literal Adam or not doesn't really matter. Well, I would disagree. There are profound theological truths that can't be sustained apart from a literal historic Adam. To begin with, Scripture lays the beginning of sin at the feet of Adam, as our first father. Romans says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all sinned." Not only was Adam the first sinner, according to Scripture, he's the progenitor of sin, the sin nature that's passed down to you and me. Romans 5:19 says, "By one man's disobedience many were made sinners." No, it's impossible to explain the origin or nature of sin without a literal historic Adam. The next time we're together, I want to look at another truth just as profound, and finally, that we can't even explain the Savior's role in salvation apart from Adam. I hope you'll join us.
This is Kyle Smith. You have been listening to Bible teacher and author Dr. Bill Shade, Director of Advanced Studies for Source of Light Ministries International. Our college-recognized 3-year Bible Institute curriculum is now available online. We invite you to visit us on the web at advancedbiblicalstudies.net. That's advancedbiblicalstudies.net. And begin a systematic study of God's Word today.